It's comfy.
Oh, it is comfy. Woo! All right, well. Okay, tell it.
Yeah.
G'day everyone, welcome to the show, and today we've got on the show Mark Crone. If I pronounce the last name like Oral.
Yeah, it's good.
I don't know whether like Corona.
Yeah, silent E.
Silent E.
Yeah.
Now, me and Michael are mates.
We've been
hanging out for a bit, and it was just funny how we caught up. You went to school with Sol.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And you came to Westall that day when I filmed the craft during the day. It was a daytime sighting, but you left half an hour before.
About 30 minutes.
Yeah,
that's right.
We sort of, before that, we had a talk for a while and it sort of rekindled your, I guess you never lost an interest in all this sort of stuff.
No, I didn't, but I didn't know how far, you know, down the rabbit hole it went, to use a pun for the Matrix. But yeah, Pete, I guess, opened my eyes quite a bit. To the whole, the ET and all that, which I already knew, but yeah, as you know, Pete, it's pretty deep, and it goes on and on, and that really opened my eyes that day.
Now, you were actually going to go up and see, was it Dr. Greer when he came to Australia?
Yeah, it was. He had a show up in, he was doing something in Queensland.
Yeah.
And that's what got me and Sol talking, and then I couldn't go, but it was good that, you know, you started doing the Sky Watches here, and
they came down here, and
it was awesome. Yeah, awesome. It
worked out pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to just let everyone know sort of how your journey sort of started? Now, you've got a website. What's your website? Just so people know, you've got a bit of work and stuff coming up soon where you do massaging and...
Yeah, that's right. Probably been a dream for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And I guess just sitting there in the background until, you know, the awakening process started, and I started, thinking for myself and listening to my heart, and I just thought, no, it's time to make this dream a reality. So yes, I've all the administration side's done, and I'm almost ready to go. And it's unwindbody.com.au. Maybe we'll put a link on your.
Yeah, there'll be a link underneath.
Sweet.
Underneath this video, the video, if you're watching, if you're listening to it, just go to the website where you've downloaded the audio version of the show.
Yep.
But how did, you've got that going on, you've been following, and that's your journey list. Like, everyone's got their thing, whether it's healing or sky watching or
True. Guidance
or psychic work. It's like everyone's got a piece in this big puzzle. How did you know since you were younger that there was something beyond what we're sort of led to in the five sense reality in terms of, just how it is?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think you'd find, if you ask many people that same question, you'd probably get the same answer. As a young kid, for sure, I used to always sort of talk to myself. I always felt there was three people in my head. If, I was sad one day, I'd talk to myself, and I look at it now and I'm like, yeah, there was someone talking back, but I just thought it was me talking back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I always felt that there was spirits there, and I guess it wasn't until I was about 11 years old until I saw my first orb.
What happened that day, or what happened with that incident? How did that happen? How did it occur?
We used to hang out at my uncle's place just around the corner, all of us kids, and he had a big shed and a big pool table and a potbelly stove, and doing what kids do. And I went outside one day and for some reason just wanted to be alone, and now that I think about it, I was told to go out there, now that I know. But I just thought, no, I'm going to go outside and sit out the front, and I look up to the moon and I see this white orb on the right side of my peripheral, and I turned around and it was just behaving erratically, and it was it was moving, if I can recall, going from right to left, and then it sort of went down and up, and then it just sort of did a circle in the sky, and then just blinked out.
Yeah.
And from then, I was already thinking that there was something else out there, and this was like a pretty good confirmation for me. And then ever since then, I never dismissed anything, and I took it in instead of dismissing it.
Were you ever into looking, because one thing I did, And I hadn't had a signing up to this time. Like, I had experiences with the Greys, but I didn't know what the fuck they were. I didn't know whether they were demons. I didn't know if they were. I didn't know what they were. But I used to go to the library for no reason and look at UFO books and the unexplained and ghosts. But did you ever do anything like that?
No, never. Just whatever was on the TV. Never really did any research up until probably when I was 18. Mm-hmm. But between 11 and 18, I just coasted through life and.
Yeah.
Knew that there was something out there, but never pursued it until I was ready to pursue it.
Yeah, and that's usually how it plays out a lot of the time, unless they want to force feed it down your throat. It's like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. But
that's right. Yeah,
your brothers are seeing stuff. Tony, I've met Tony, and he's come to the Skywatches. He's probably got one of the best photos I've seen of a craft time, and it's transparent, but their structure, like I'm telling everyone, like they're not all like that.
Yeah.
But what your brother's got, it's like a bit more materialised than what I'm used to when I know they're just sitting there or whatever.
Mm.
But you can see the windows, you can see the structure.
And a bit of glow coming from the bottom. You can see that,
yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah.
I hate him. I wish I could see that.
And lots of people have...
I don't hate him.
Lots of people have seen stuff with him during his work. Is he a builder or something?
Yeah, Tony's a bricky. He's a bricky. Yeah.
And people. Who was the other bloke I met with him that night when they came? There's been a couple that have come with him.
Yeah,
stuff too, haven't they?
Yeah, first night was Troy, and second guy I can't remember. Sorry if you're watching. But yeah, since they've been around Tony and since they've known Tony. They've seen quite a bit.
Yeah.
And Tony's always been like that anyway. He's always been able to.
He sent me some footage lately too of another, like, very similar to what me and Solo been getting around the home here.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it's cool. It's just sparked up the, you know, for him, I guess he's always had something going on, like you said. It's just
awesome.
Different how people sort of react to it or get into it. And, but the age when you had your first sighting, I find that around that sort of, you know, 10, 12, 13, 14 gap, you talk to a lot of people and it's sort of like their early teens.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, like a lot, whether it's people in the States or England or wherever I've been, I find it's a common, like especially 12. Mine was at 12. I know so many people that say, you know, when I was 12 years old, and it's just like, that's trippy.
And what did you see at 12?
What I saw at 12 was, between 8 and 12, I was having experiences with, like, the ashy greys.
Yeah.
But when I was 12, after I've gone to Mum's, I've gone to live with Dad, and I left Dad's, he was on Shine Drive, and I went to go to Dick Road to walk up to Wagga Road, which is the service station. Back there, like, it's Wagga Road, but it's a Hume Highway. Yeah. So it used to cut through the guts of Auburn, we're in the Lavington area, and it was summertime, I was going to get, a slushy. I had these slushy bottles that you bought once.
Refill.
And they change colour when you put the squishy in it.
Yeah.
And it was a yellow one, and I think it went like a greeny colour or something when you put the drink in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just got on the Dick Road and started walking down. It would have been halfway between where Shine Drive is, I think, and probably the end of it, like where you got to go to, sort of on the back of the Siesta, there's like a 5-star resort there called the Siesta, and it's at the back area of that. And something drew my attention, like I always say, it's a thought transfer. We think it's us just thinking, oh, yeah. Look up.
So true, yeah.
And it's like, you know, you've seen me weights here.
Yeah.
If you got one of them and put it on its side, and it was in like a matte, almost like a matte grey, like that pot plant over there, that's what it looked like. But it was about, like, even to this day, you know, the other day when we were out the back and I was going off my nut and that saucer flew next to the plane.
Yeah, and I missed it.
That's exactly, well, to me, it was the same. That, like, I've seen something similar before, but this is the closest thing I've seen to it. If not, it was the same thing. It's because it was matte. But, like, I have to estimate it's like 3 times the size of a football field.
Oh,
but it cut in front of, like, just say this is Red Light Hill, it cut in front of it. Yeah, and then it just went until, like, you know, if I could have jumped up or I was taller, I would have seen it go further, or some eyes I would have seen it go further, but it was just, like, out of view where the building was. Like, there's a huge fence on Dick Road where the resort is, and it just went behind that and I couldn't see it anymore. And I didn't tell anyone about that because I'm just thinking, who's going to believe it? And I don't know to this day if anyone else saw it, but later when I went on TV and I was starting to get known, I blew out off the amount of school teachers and police, not police officers, like military people in the area. Just every average Joe. Like, I even asked Dad if coppers had come across stories, and he said no. But almost everyone from every walk of life in that, I've had coppers come to me, but not from Albury.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, almost everyone from all walks of life in Albury had come to me, and especially truck drivers said they were seeing really trippy shit on the Hume Highway when entering Lavington. So almost the same area. So there was like a hotspot component. Red Light Hill is full of quartz itself, and people go, do you reckon that's got to play with it? Who knows?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was my first sighting, and the thing, like, even to this day, like, you know when you exaggerate as a kid and that's with some things?
Of course, yeah.
I sit down, I can still see it, I'm going, no, that had to have been that size. Like, there's no... If anything, it could have even been bigger. Hmm. But that's just like... And you know, that's ridiculous in size for something to be in the air that big.
Yeah, and for no one else to report it or talk about it, you know, maybe for your eyes only.
Yeah.
And that's how it works sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what I've said a lot. Even you've seen with some of the Skywatchers, some people will see something, some people won't. And a lot of it's like as plain as day that you can't miss it. But, you know, people aren't seeing it and then the other lot are. So there's sort of this, we'll let you see if we want you to sort of thing. It's sort of like, and I find a lot of that's got to do with intent.
Yeah.
And it's really cool when people are just don't care about this and then they see something that's sort of just blown out of the water by it. But have you had any sort of high strangeness stuff happen in later years from that first sighting?
Look at this, I've got something from the... That looks like spinach.
Yeah, it's probably from dinner tonight.
We just made dinner. Or you made dinner, you and Sol. Ooh, lucky me. What was that? Chili burgers?
Yeah, chili and lemon and...
Potatoes and salsa.
Yeah, it was a decent meal.
Yeah, nice. Lucky.
Okay, high stranger stuff. Well, it was about that time when I was 11. It'd have to be around that time. I woke up one morning, and as I was coming awake, like I was awake but my eyes still closed, and as I was opening my eyes, something or someone was pulling on my doona, and like literally doona was up here and it ended up down there. By the time I woke up, like there was no one in the room. No one. I looked under the bed. There was no one in there, and it came off me like someone was pulling it.
When that happened, did you sort of shit yourself and not want to look at all? Or
absolutely. Yeah. I did. I crap myself, and then I didn't even want to look under the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
But I had to, you know, because or else it'll be one of those moments where you go, I would never have known if I didn't look under the bed. And I looked, and there was nothing there. But it's funny, even to this day, I can't have my arm over the bed.
Really?
I can't, even to this day. I'm very conscious of it. I don't know it at the time, but if I find myself having my arm over the bed, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What about having your toes out from underneath the doona or anything?
Oh, I can't do that either.
I used to not be able to do that. Now I'm just like...
Yeah. Well, you've had a few more experiences
than me. No, but I do understand where you're coming from, because it's like one of those things that,
Well, I knew it was something else, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I knew it. There was no one else in the room. My brother Joe was sleeping next to me, and he was facing the other way. And there was no way, by the time I opened my eyes, that he would have jumped into bed and looked like he was sleeping the whole time. So it was a split second. So... High strangeness, that's probably one moment. Nothing else in terms of beings.
Yeah, yeah.
What
about like the ladies? Like, you've got the story, and there's another show you've done with Lee Kerr and Sol and Megan and Nick Talk Group.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not sure if that should be out anytime soon, but I'm going to see that just for maybe stuff we haven't covered on this and their opinions and that, which I was there during that show. It's pretty cool stuff, but.
Yeah, in the background, trying to keep a straight face, and he's making all sorts of sign language and stuff. And thanks for that. I never thanked you.
People are going to be like, what's going on here? Lame soul eyeballing me.
Oh, that's funny. It was funny as. You got to have fun.
No, you've got to with all these. You've got to. And it's great what they're doing too. How did you get onto talking that? Was it just connecting back up with Sol on face?
Yeah. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's where it's come from. When I went to Westall, there was Mick and Lee, and then they told me about talk and Then I got that little doggy bag that Pete gave me with all little pamphlets and stuff. And then I went to the website. And as you start awakening, you start researching and going to bed late. And
two, three o'clock
in the morning. And that went for like a week straight. But there's something inside you that just says, I want more. It's like Neo in the Matrix when, you know, he gets downloaded, learn how to know jiu-jitsu and all that, and he wakes up and he goes, I want more. It's like that.
Yeah.
This unquenchable thirst. And then your website, between yourself and Talk, I just use those as my, you know, my building blocks.
Yeah.
And then just launched off yours and launched off Talk's, and even to this day, I still do. So, and I thank you for that.
That's what it's about. It's just getting really whatever out and help, you know, supporting each other and talking to each other. And that's why Talk's great. What Sol and
it is, it's really good.
What Lee set up and Mick set up, and it gets it out there. But what I'm remembering now is you had a trippy incident.
Yeah.
Where was it with an ex-girlfriend? Do you want to tell that? Where you said that she was? Oh
yeah, and I forgot about this memory until Lee spoke to me a couple of days before. We did her show, and she wanted to know, tell me a few experiences, the same thing as what you're doing to me right now. And as I started, you know, from age 11, then 18 at meditating, and then all these flashes of moments of oddness in my life, and it almost brought a tear to my eye because I forgot about these things. And I look back at it now and I go, how could I forget? But going back to what you were saying, yeah, at 18, or 19 I think I was, I got up at the time, we broke up, and I was at her home, and we were standing at the front door, light above us, and you know, we're all emotional and saying our goodbyes, and all of a sudden the light above us went really bright, and then it just blew. And it just blew out, and we just looked at each other, and we just knew that, you know, maybe energetically or something was happening, and we knew it was done, it was over. But it was at that precise moment that it went bright and then blue.
That's trippy.
Yeah.
Is that the same chick you talked about, you told her she was a witch or something?
Yeah, and that was another memory that I forgot too. So obviously before then, we're on the couch one day watching TV, and she looked at me and she said, I've got something to tell you. And then I had no idea where it came from. I said, I know, you're a white witch. And she just looked at me in amazement and she goes, yeah, I am. How did you know? And
I go, I
don't know. You know, and I look at it now and I'm like, I sort of know where it came from now, but I didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
And then, so we go upstairs into her bedroom and she's got this box just full of wands and all this sorts of stuff. And
that's all it was for.
Yeah, that's all it was for. She had me, so you know, didn't need anything. But yeah, like that was awesome. You know, like it just came to mind, and I was right.
Yeah.
And there was no doubt in my mind that that's what she was when I was saying it. There was no doubt.
Now you're saying, like in your mid to late teens, you started meditating. Is that right?
Yeah, 18.
What got you into that?
So a good friend of mine at the time, Simon, he was telling me about meditating and stuff, and he knew I was sort of open to new age things at the time, and then we were quite close back then, and yeah, we just used to meditate together. His grandma used to live up in Fernie Creek.
Yeah.
She had this beautiful home. It was made out of two trams.
Real trams.
I think it's in the papers, or it should still be there. Anyway, yeah, beautiful grandmother she was, and his grandfather, who passed away. But real beautiful people. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I'm not sure what she was, but she was definitely like involved somehow or another. And I'm getting another memory. This is ridiculous. There was a time she had this book. And she said, I want you to... And then she had these cards, these coloured cards. And she goes, I want you to take all these cards and put them in whatever order you like. And I think there was like 10 colours or something like that. So I put them in whatever order it was. And it was basically from light to dark, from what I can remember now.
Yeah.
This is amazing. And then she'd look at the cards and she was looking at the book. And she just goes to me, she goes, you'll be okay. And that, and that's what she said.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I don't know what she meant by that, but I'm going to look her up. I know she's in Tassie. I can't believe I forgot that. So, yeah. But anyhow, she was obviously involved somewhere or another, and we used to go up there, we meditate, and that was the first time I had my vision, was at her house. And then, yeah, we did a lot of meditating together, me and Simon.
Cool.
Researched, and he used to get spots on his arm when he'd wake up in the morning. I can remember that now, yeah.
Were they scoops, or you just think they were spots?
They were just spots, yeah. There was like, they weren't scoops, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, thinking about his experience at the time, he was definitely an experiencer. I don't think he said much. And he probably still is, I think. Yeah, wow.
That's trippy.
Yeah, I couldn't... Hey, there you go. Another memory that I just completely forgot.
Being in the city, have you come across many people into this? Like, that have been open to it and into it, or had their own stuff going? Like, even just, you know, on and off over the years?
Not a lot. No, not a lot, really. Again, like, you meet who you're meant to meet, and you're meeting you guys and all that sort of stuff. It's funny, today I went and had a haircut. I think I was told Sol, but not you. I normally don't wear this outside my shirt. I guess a little bit self-conscious and a bit, you know, what are people going to think, but like now, new lease on life, I leave it out and I'm proud to have it. I'm proud to show it. And today I was getting out of the car. And,
you made that too, didn't you?
I did make that. That's just amethyst and orgone. So I made that after speaking to you at Westall. It was the next day.
Was it?
Yeah, next day. I got on the internet straight away after speaking to you. And I remember the topics I was reading about. It was reptilian, David Icke, and just a few things that I... But I didn't want to get too obsessed because I have that. That's my nature. I obsess about things. So,
fuck the reptilians. You got a wanted picture of with my face on it. I think.
Well, I mean, you did the job for me because I did some research, got some orgon, you know, what I read on the internet, and amethyst has always been my stone anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I think Sol said something about it. It's a dreaming stone. You have it next to your head.
Good for recall.
All that's, yeah.
I do have many dreams, and so I got them both, and I'm like, oh, how am I going to combine the two together? So I just got some super glue.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
it's done the job.
It doesn't have to look fancy, but
it works.
That's... Those two and the intent combined, and love in your heart, and that's all
that's
you need.
That's exactly what it, exactly, brother.
And
the hairdresser.
Yeah, anyway, going back to... See, you tend to lose.
I know. I do it, everyone. I lose myself. Jeez.
Yeah. Actually, you do. I've watched a few of your shows.
Yeah.
Pardon
me.
That's all right. And yeah, so I left it out. I go and sit down, and there was a girl there that has never cut my hair, and I've been there quite a few times. I take my son there to get his hair cut too. And she's looking at me odd, and I'm looking at her a bit odd, and like you just get this feeling. Anyway, I just think, okay, whatever, and you sit down, and she goes, oh, that's a nice piece that you've got around your neck, and I thought, oh, here we go, and she goes, what is it, and then she goes, oh, yeah, that's an amethyst, and I go, yeah, and then she goes, yeah, I've got one around mine too, and I didn't notice, and she had one of those cage spiral things.
Yeah, yeah, I got my moldavites in there.
I got some clear quartz in one of mine. And she had a clear quartz and an amethyst, and I said, oh, they're one of my, dangerous duos. I like those two together. And she had something else. I think it was some rose something. And we just started talking. And the whole time, she was cutting my hair, and she's telling me about, you know, her awakening, and she's doing this spiritual type course out one turn away or somewhere out there. And you could tell she was passionate and like loving every word, and I wanted to say stuff to her, but I think she just had to talk to someone.
Yeah.
And she was just unloading, and I was happy to receive, you know, because one day that's going to be me talking the ear off someone else, and I just want them to shut up and listen. So yeah, she's just talking, and then I'm saying things back to her, and then, you know, she's like, oh, Alexa, you do know a little bit, and I'm like, yeah, and then it was just awesome, you know, 15-20 minutes of awesome conversation, and no small talk, you know, like you go to a normal hairdresser and they talk about, so what do you do for a job? And there was nothing of that, and it was all about how do you feel and where are you in life, and how do you feel and where are you in life, and where do you see us going? And it was just a beautiful chat, and I would never have had that if this was tucked into my shirt.
So it's amazing we can have little things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll go back there again and hope I get her. And it was a good experience.
I've got stuff like that going on all the time. I know what you mean. It's just. And it is one of those things where sometimes you just got to go, alright, I've got to shut up and let this person just vent, because
you do,
you know what it's like.
Yeah, you do.
Fuck, all the audience knows what it's like with me. I don't shut the fuck
up. Amen to that. Amen.
With the meditation side of things, that's pretty early. It's funny you've even got your son sort of dabbling in that a little bit too. But what's
that was fun.
What's some of the stuff that's led you, or you know, a lot of people say I can't clear my mind, which I don't think they need to a lot of the time. I think they've got to recognise thoughts.
They just need to listen it to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. What's been some of the stuff, like, have you had experiences coincide with some of the meditations?
I'm starting to recognise now my thoughts and
from other things.
So that was a big awakening a few weeks ago, and I remember telling you there was this thought that came to my mind while I was meditating, and I'm like, what the hell was that? Because I would never say that, I would never think that. And then that realization of, wow, that was not me. And you know, what was said was meant to capture my attention, and to realize that there's not just one person in here, there's someone else in here too. And that was big for me. And now I try and get to that state every time I meditate. And even at awake state, just thinking about where I was in myself at the time.
Yeah.
And trying to think like that.
I think trying not to push it too.
Yeah.
And actually goes back to that state.
And I like to push because I want it now. But you're
that's understandable. You're right. That's understandable because we're dealing with the body computer, and therefore we're going to react to how we have to everything else.
But
every other night here, I'm spewing because I deleted the footage accidentally when I was doing some work. Yeah, we had orbs in here and we're meditating, and you got to see the smoky, foggy stuff around, which we tell a lot of people about, especially with the crafts. You've experienced a hell of a lot of crafts at this place, as well as with the Skywatchers as well. Do you want to go into some of that? And like, after you were with us a few times, you went home and started them seeing. Yourself all the time.
Definitely get a lot of residue, like after going to a Skywatch with you, and I've said that to quite a few people. But going to Skywatches with Pete and Sol and the gang and everyone.
And he used the satellite trackers and the spot, you know what I mean? It's like, and I tell people I do this, but you've got the apps as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he's sort of doubling up on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what apps you use, but it's just like, it's just double the ammo, you know what
it
I mean?
It is
like
double the ammo, yeah.
We had that big blue craft come over that night at the beach, remember that? It was huge.
It was huge.
I filmed that too. You can't see the blueness because it was in infrared.
Yeah, that's right.
But
it was glowing and it was beautiful.
It was.
I'm of the same opinion too. If you try and do everything you can to make sure, like, it's not a plane or it's not. And that's what I loved about you, was that, you know, you weren't someone who said, let's hold hands and run through the daisy field. You kept it real, and you're all about, that is a plane and that's a satellite or something else. So it was really good to see that you weren't accepting of anything that came to mind straight away.
And that's what I was even saying. Like, a lot of people were pointing at the lights of far off in the ocean.
Yeah.
But it's a plane with its landing light on coming in.
And to me, it looked like...
It looks like a craft. But at least you know what you're looking for. Yeah.
He's like, nah, forget it. And that was good.
You've got to be. But then when you see the real deal, like, you know.
Yeah.
And the energy sensation that you get, how things change within.
Yeah, you feel it deep and you just know that it is a craft.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And after you go to a few Skywatches, it will come... and you just know whether it is or whether it isn't. But first couple of Skywatches with you, and then the very first one I went to, I went home, and it wasn't probably about 4 or 5 days later, I wrote my first poem. Actually, I've written three since then, and you remember that poem that I
did. Yeah, yeah.
And I've never written poems. I was pretty crappy at English at school. I think I got C's and E's. Like, creative mind, but never pen to paper, yeah, ever. Yeah. And so, you know, I've been able to get those out of my mind, even blowing away some family members and friends, and they're like, where the hell did that come from? I have no idea.
No. I'm Rick James, bitch.
If only I could make some money. But yeah, like, and that was like 3 or 4 days later.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I've quit smoking, and it's been almost 3 months now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was my 9th attempt. Yeah, you know, 8 before failed, and like, just cold turkey.
Yeah.
And you know, I truly feel that I will not smoke ever again, and it's a wonderful feeling. And I think because you start believing in yourself when you become awakened, again, you know, listening to your heart, listen to your guides, and just having that faith within that everything's working for you. Yeah, so like, a lot of positive stuff has come out of the Sky Watchers. I recommend it for anyone, even if you don't see anything. The energies you get from everyone there, you know, the unconditional love that everyone has for each other, you feel like you're a part of something.
Yeah, and I think there's only been one we haven't seen anything, but that was the last one, and then that went. There's been one other one where some people didn't see anything, but then, like, again, others did.
Yeah.
But the last one when we didn't, because there was a friggin' basically a hurricane. It wasn't a hurricane, but fuck, you might as well say it was.
Yeah.
And then what happened from that with the star language activations and...
This night, it was scripted, and we were playing it out without knowing, you know, where the play was going.
Yeah. It was
from, you know, being underneath that bridge, and there was
getting smashed
by water, like massive winds,
sand,
and then the, like, sand's blowing in the back of your neck. Yeah. I had it down my ass crack. It was, and I'm thinking, oh well, you know, shit night. You know, it was good to catch up with everyone, and it looks like we're going to go home. And then, all of a sudden, we go back to Lee and Mick's house, and there was Tim there, who we'd never met before, a friend of
mine. Might get him on the show sometime. It was very interesting.
It would be awesome to get him on.
Yeah.
And just how it all turned out, I'm just getting some download now, by the way, some ping in the ear. It was awesome. And then we went back to Mick and Lee's, and it was like a family reunion. It was really good, and having a coffee and a chat. And then that meditation, it just blew us all away.
I just wish you had your eyes open. That's what I'm sitting here.
I know. Up.
All right. We've got everything coming in here.
Yeah. It was truly, truly a magical experience. And, you know, some of the people there, even myself, you could see the look on their faces, and they were just totally smashed.
And some of these people were, like, very sceptical about...
Yeah, they were.
Me and what we were doing and...
Yeah, yeah. By the time they left...
Changed, yeah.
You could see their aura was changed, their vibration had changed, their whole state of being was changed.
And we were convincing them. It was just, make up your mind.
It was,
and you connect with your own God self to make your own decision.
And that's what I love about it, is that, you know, you don't force anything on anyone. Mm. And, you know, you just say, well, whatever you feel is right for you. And I think that's the best advice you can give anyone. Mm. It's awesome, because it makes you, like, look into a mirror, look within, and go, right, well, what is best for me?
Yeah.
You question your belief, and you're questioning that program.
Yeah.
And it is. It's all about questioning that program and just getting deep and deep.
Deep, deep.
Real deep.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
So, like, with meditation now, like, you get a lot of... Like, even the other day, we were sitting here, and it was funny. I had this happen with Joel's. I had Joel's on the show a while back. Actually going to see him at the end of this week and go up and see Rodwell as well. But there was meditation I did with him, and then he told me he had an experience with this leopard dude, and I pulled out my book and I said, was it this dude? And he's like, dude, you know, it was like trippy. And then the other day you had a meditation here, and you saw...
That was a night we got that on camera with all the all the orbs flashing.
Yeah, it was. Do you want to tell them what you saw that red do and my response to it?
Oh, yeah. That was actually before that. Anyway, I can't remember. But yeah, you're right. I was outside meditating. I'd gone through quite a shift in my personal life, and I just thank above that I have the meditation, that I'm awakened enough to know that that's really good medicine. Anyhow, I was outside and I was listening to some 432 piano.
Oh, that what you're listening
yeah,
to?
Yeah, it was really, really nice stuff. And
just at the back of your eye.
Just on your deck where you have your mini skywatches. And yeah, so some 432 piano music, and it was probably no more than 5 minutes in. I just started to get teary, and all this healing was coming through, and all these programs that I had within, the tools that I thought were good tools when it came to dealing with problems and dealing with emotions, and the meditation was just blowing them out of the water. And anyhow, I got through all the emotion, and then I had visions of myself hugging my light being family, and then leaving them with this massive sword, like being in like a Transformers suit.
Yeah, we've talked about that's the sort of shit I've been. Yeah,
and that was kind of cool. And I was even questioning that at the time when it was happening, but I had a regression not long ago, and I was pretty much the same state, seeing what I saw then and being in the regression. So I knew that wasn't me. That's what was happening. And then another vision of our immediate friends and who we've gathered together, and we're all hugging and excited, and the whole earth and everyone's hugging together, and all of a sudden we all turned into light beings, and we're hugging and carrying on. I got teary then. That really pulled on the heartstrings. And then the last one, the red dude, he was really ugly looking, big buck teeth, quite full in the face, horns, reddish brown sort of skin. And I was telling Pete, he goes, yeah, that's what I saw. I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
And it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much like that.
And it was funny because when he came to me, it was like, there was no talking, but it was like, you're not afraid of me, are you?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you're a trippy looking bugger.
Yeah.
You're cool looking. Like, even though he basically looked like what you would say is a devil, but a different version of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a demon.
Yeah, more of a demon.
And
then
it was like,
this is trippy.
Wait. Because he appeared like that to me and I reacted that way. It was like, oh, we don't even need to bother with him because he's not going to learn any lessons from us, because my lesson is to appear to people. Show them how they judge things, and then it was cool.
Well, you've already smashed that program out, so
is that what he tried to do to you? And then he turned into a dude, didn't he?
Yeah, so at that point, I looked at him and I didn't have any fear, which I was surprised at the time.
Yeah.
And then I said to myself, I just need to give you love and light, and then I started to cry again. I'm getting water in the eyes now. I started to cry again, and then all of a sudden I see this streak of light coming down like from the bottom of his toes all the way up to his head, and it was starting to beam out of his body, and then all of a sudden his whole body just opened up, and there was this like beautiful being, this person, like pale white and like just like pure,
yeah,
a pure person inside. And I was hugging him and saying, it's good to have you back, and everything's gonna be okay. But yeah, that was my experience with.
And you're still trying to understand what all that was about?
It's
like in that state you'd probably know anyway, but
I think of it now as, and I've always done this, and I always see the good in everyone.
Yeah.
And I think for me it was, still keep that within you, because that's your power. That's something that is special, and you should hold that close and never let it go. I think that's what it meant for me.
Yeah.
And I always do, because I think if you see the good in everyone, even if it doesn't look like They, you know, they have love and light in their heart. If you just project that anyway, it's good for everyone.
Rise to the occasion in all of us, yeah, if you can.
In everyone, absolutely.
Yeah. With your regression, what came through with your regression, if you can share that?
Yeah, sure. If I can just say why I went there, and it was not long after seeing you at Westall, and you just totally blew my mind that day. The regression for me was like, it was the decider, whether this is all bullshit or what I've been feeling for all these years, and meeting Pete and experiencer in the flesh, maybe this is right, and this is my slap in the face.
Were you nervous before you got it done?
Yeah, I was really nervous. Like, what do I say? What do I do? Do I not tell them too much in case, you know, they pick up on information and read between the lines? Like, all this stuff was going through my mind, and are they going to get me under enough, and am I going to remember? And yeah, mine just went. Then I went there, and Chris, he uses a technique that, I don't know if maybe your listeners might not know, but Dolores Cannon, who I recommend everyone has a bit of a read. You know, she uses the same technique, and I believe
in, well, she in did, rest in peace.
Yeah. Hi, hello, Dolores. And and yeah, I believed in her routine and what she did, and this guy had taken her class and was a level 2. I thought, if anyone's going to get me under, it's someone using, you know, Dolores Cannon's technique. So yeah, what came out of that was pretty amazing and pretty special. I was floating above Earth, and I was in space. And
didn't you see that then, did you?
Up here?
Yeah.
Learning the peripheral, that's a hard one, but you get there.
You're getting there.
Yeah,
it's getting there. Yeah.
And being here too, it's seeing it quite often. Anyhow, so thanks for that. Yeah, I met my guide. He was a Tibetan monk, just floating in the air, and I've never cried so hard and so like deep within my soul in my life. Like, it was real. It was a real just pouring of tears from deep within.
Beyond family.
It was beyond anything that I've ever felt. I've been to so many funerals and you know, births and all this sort of stuff, and, you know, cried in all of those, but this was totally different. And it just felt like home. It felt like, it just felt pure love and pure bliss. And, you know, he's hugging me and telling me, you know, are you okay? And I said, yeah. I said, you know, I've known all along, but now I'm awake. And, you know, he's hugging me, and he's, you know, he's saying, you know, welcome home. And really, really emotional. You know, you think of it now and you go, you just can't make that shit up.
No, you can't.
You just can't. And it's a term that's used quite regularly. But you just can't, you know. And it wasn't even a thought that I had prior to going into the regression. And yeah, so he was one of my guides. And then he's like, well, I'm going to take you to a few places, and, you know, you're going to get a lot from this. And do we have time to...
We got time, and what I'd like to do after this is, for your birthday, which is on Sunday, have you got your drawing here at all?
I do, and I'm still emotional about it. Like,
if you wanted to share it...
I will, absolutely.
Because we'll show that. Yeah, but going to... look, I really appreciate you, and like I have everyone on the show, I appreciate them being on, but yourself and where you're at and everything else, and how just genuine you are, I really appreciate you sharing all this, because a lot of people hold back, or they don't go down certain roads, and I just tend to be able to draw it out of a lot of people, but you're doing it just off your back and wanting to say the things that you're saying, but thanks for that. But
it's okay.
Yeah, like with it, because some of what you've said in the regression is resonating with what I've sort of seen and experienced as well. So
yeah,
take your time. We've still got a little bit to go as well. Yeah,
sure. Well, yeah. I mean, the honest I can be, and the more detail I can give, hopefully, you know, those little details someone else will pick up. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
The correlation and
Right. And that's how it happened for me. So I know how important it is. Yeah, to be honest, to be open. So yeah, absolutely, I'll share. And so he took me to a planet. Anyway, I'm on the planet and we're walking and I'm not saying much. And I didn't know this at the time because he's so deep. But looking at it now, and he's like, "So what are you saying?" And he had to actually draw the words out of me because I was enjoying seeing what I was
saying.
That's
what happens when Mary had me under. I was more like, "Shut the fuck up."
Yeah,
because,
yeah.
But they've got to keep you going so you get the info out.
That's right. And I even said it a few times, I'm finding it hard to speak because I'm just enjoying what's happening and I'm so into it. Like, everyone should do it. Anyhow. So we're walking, we're in this tunnel and we're arm in arm like bros.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, that's cool." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I can't see my freaking arm." And it really had me worried. He's like, "It's okay. You don't need a body. It's fine." I go, "But I know I've got my arm around him, like we're embraced, but I can't see my arm." And then he goes, "What about your legs?" I can't see those either. So I had no body. It was weird. He had a body, that was fine. But anyhow, it was like he had to calm me down and continue on. And we come out of this tunnel and all I could see, and the best way to describe it is Superman's lair. So when you walk into his lair, you see all the crystals on the ground.
Yeah.
And you're just shooting out like that. And that's what it was like. But not massively out of the ground, maybe. I would say probably about a meter at the most.
Mm-hmm.
This is the detail you get. Like, it's unbelievable, as you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. And so we're standing above all of these crystals on the ground. And he's telling me, you don't hear his voice, but you just know he's talking. I knew he was talking to me, and he's saying, "You need to go down, not I'm staying up here." So I walk down, and he's waving, and there's one crystal, and most of these crystals were in the shape of like a lotus flower, so that's how they were sort of formed, mm-hmm. and they were all individual. One in particular I was looking at, and it started glowing in the center. Anyhow, I wanted to pick it up, and something said, "No, you can't pick it up." So I was just looking at it, and then all of a sudden I felt okay to pick it up, and I just sort of put my hands in the dirt and I lifted it up, and it all just went completely white, and then it just absolutely smashed my heart chakra. It just got smashed, and the whole experience, I mean, we won't have time to go through it all maybe, but it was all about healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was what I needed at the time. So this you know, this crystal was healing me, and I put it down and I walked back up to my guide, and he just looked at me. He's such a beautiful man. And he goes, "How are you?" And I just bawled again. I just bawled. And I'm starting to get teary now. But
it's hardcore, isn't it?
It is. You know, I still get that same feeling now. And yeah, it was really good. And he said, "You know, just a bit of healing for you, and you needed it." And I'm like, "Yeah, I did. You know, I really did need it." And then he goes, "You're going to love where we're going next." So we're standing there. And I'm like, "What the fuck's going on now? There's nothing happening." Right? There's nothing happening. And then all of a sudden, we just shoot up into the sky again. And we're sitting down side by side like me and you are. But no chair. No, you know, no scenery of the Starship Enterprise or anything like that. And but we're sitting down. And all of a sudden, we go into this, you know, some movies where you see them going into like a wormhole and it's a bit white and misty. Well, it was like we were entering that. And for a time there, I thought it was us that was traveling really fast. But it was actually, we were still and it was traveling. It was moving. Space was moving and we weren't. And we're going up and down like a roller coaster. That was pretty
cool. It
sounds
like you're traveling in the interplane.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. And I remember at one point saying, "I don't know if this is all real." And I said it out loud. And I'm saying, I'm telling my guide, "I don't know if this is all real." And my guide's saying, "Look, you just need to let it go, and you just need to experience it, and you know, just let go." And that was part of the healing as well.
Yeah.
About letting go, about, you know, the programs and being in that in that 3D frame of mind. And then yeah, then we hit the next planet, and so we're standing there up in space, and we're looking down, and it looked like Earth, but it was beautiful. It was green. It was so rich and green. The water was so blue, and I said, you know, that looks like Earth. And he goes, you know, that's what Earth could look like. He goes, you know, that's what it can be. And then all of a sudden, he's gone, and then I shoot straight onto that planet. It was really weird. And then he's like, then the person doing the regression, Chris, is saying, all right, so what are you wearing? So he's really drawing out the detail, and that's really important. I know that now. And he's like, you know, look at your feet. And I said, I'm pretty sure I was wearing sandals. And he looked at your arms, and they were a bit wrinkly. And I said, I think I'm really old. And I was an old man. And I'm walking the street, but it wasn't like a normal street, you know, like tar. It was clear, crystally type flooring.
Yeah.
And transparent. And these buildings, they were really weird. They were like dog's ears. You know how they sort of, dog's ears sort of flops over like that? So that's what the walls looked like. Again, in a crystalline top, translucent material, blue, and there's people waving, but you couldn't see their faces, but you knew they were people, and they were waving, and I'm waving back, and Chris is saying, they know you, and I'm like, yeah, like I think I'm important to these people, and he goes, oh, that's cool, and he was loving it, you know, listening to it now, he was really excited about the journey that I was having. And I said, he goes, yeah, tell me about the planet. Where, you know, what does it look like? And I said, well, if you can imagine a big beach ball, and all you can see is the roundness of that beach ball. And I said, as I'm walking on that ball, I'm seeing more of the buildings coming up.
Yeah.
And I said, so I can't see the buildings because they're on the other side of that beach ball. But as I walk, it's, you know, it's like I'm...
They're coming in the view.
They're coming in the view.
Going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, wow, that's amazing. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then I see this big building and a big wall around it with these beautiful, I think, golden doors, I think they were. And he's like, okay, so can you enter? And I remember walking up to the doors, and I said, oh, I can't enter. I'm not allowed. And he goes, oh, okay. And then I said, I think I need to sit and meditate. So I sit there and I start meditating, and he goes, how are you? And I said, yeah, good. I said, I think I just have to sit here until I know I'm ready to go through those doors. And looking at it now, it was about getting the vibration right, I think.
Yeah.
Being able to enter, because what was on the other side, if my vibration wasn't right, yeah, it could have been disastrous. And what was on the other side was this big stone pillar with a massive slab, a big square slab of the same stone on top. So, you know, it's looking like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that, I should
say. Mr. T.
Yeah. And above that, and you just can't make this shit up, right?
Yeah.
So above that was that lotus crystal that I picked up on, you know, one planet ago. Was massive and sitting on top of this, beaming this massive white light. And I go, Chris, this is the crystal that I, you know. And he's like, oh, wow. And then I really started to just trip out and just thought, I'm not making this up. Like the correlation and everything. And then I'm describing the building that's behind it. There's all these stairs on the right hand side. Again, clear as day. And all of a sudden, out of this pillar, because the pillar's quite tall, it was probably about, I would say, about 20 metres high before the
That's huge, yeah.
And one piece of the pillar, like a big square piece, broke out, and then there was this light just hitting me in the heart. And I was
telling... Heart chakra again.
Yeah, again. So it was all healing. And I go, it's hitting my heart again, and I was really taken back by all the energy that was coming, you know, from this structure, and that's why I had to meditate, because even coming to the same sort of frequency vibration, it was still hard to deal with. And I was, and I'm saying, I have to step back because it's, it was really strong. And you could actually, you could really feel it. So that light was on the heart. And then I said, I just need to sit here and just take it. And then another one came apart, and that was hitting my third eye. So I had them both going at the same time. Pretty good combination, actually. And yeah, so that was the whole journey was just healing. It was amazing.
No, well, that's what it's about. Yeah. Well, you know, it's getting something out of it. There's a benefit to you.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be unraveling that for a while still, like I have with my regressions with Mary and Lee. Though now I don't need them, because it's just got beyond that.
Yeah, but you're lucky.
It's
enough.
Like I've got all the information sitting there, and it's like I've just got a lifetime to unravel it, because it is so intricate and interwoven.
And each door you open, then there's another five.
Yeah.
And that from that five, there's another 10.
And my doors take me out of this universe. That's enough. At
the moment, anyway. I love hearing the stuff that you do. Like, it's awesome, because it opens me up too.
Yeah.
And you sharing, you doing what you're doing, it expands everyone.
But I learn off you, I learn off Soul.
Yeah, and that's true.
You know, it's the way it is.
We are learning off each other.
Where's your picture? Is it in here somewhere?
Give me a sec, guys.
Yeah, you can get that. Hey, Soul, are you seeing shit around here?
I don't know. I'm just looking at me on Facebook. Yeah, I can see it's all been in that right-hand corner there.
We saw something just up here.
Yeah, it was...
It was good, because you got to see it then. There was just smoky stuff behind him then too.
Michael and I saw something earlier tonight in the kitchen.
Yeah, just down behind you. Yeah. And like, I hardly say this stuff, but ever since these guys have taken me under their wing, it's been awesome. And I remember thinking, oh, I'm going to see some crazy shit when I start staying there.
Is this trying to absorb it in the first place?
It
I'm not really seeing this, and then you're like,
yeah.
Nah, I'm seeing that, but it was good the first night, because Michael's just been staying with us on and off at the moment, and the night you saw, you first came, and I went down the shop, and Sol said, I'll bet you we're going to see a big one, and that's exactly...
And we did. It was massive.
But she filmed it out of defocus, because she's learning how to use the infrared, but good job, babe.
But 5 minutes after you left, bam, it was fine.
Exactly.
And like she said. It was, and it was massive.
Yeah. You missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right. He gets to see Bing, so stuff it.
Well, what about
he doesn't see that.
What about the other one I filmed, which I'm ashamed to put it up with, because I'm like a little girl going... Oh my god!
It does
sound oh my like god! It's over the house. This is the biggest friggin' craft I've filmed, and I'm still trying. But what happens is it goes over the house, it sounds like a jet turbine kicks in, and it turns into a triangle craft. Like, yous have all seen it, and.
Yeah, it's
people are going to say it's a plane. It's no, but
it's off the chain.
The sound is different, though.
It doesn't match it, and it's to me what's going on is it's like fuck. We've got too close. We've got a shapeshift, because whoever's seeing this, they're not meant to see it. It was just, and it came came at the house, curved around, and came right over us. But
and there was no lights, and then you saw the three lights.
Yeah,
like, towards the end. And where did those lights come from?
Mm.
There was that plane 2 weeks before that Jess and I saw too.
That was doing, and Lee's been seeing similar stuff. And we are on the sort of, what would you call this? I call this a city, but you guys call this rural.
No, it's not city. Yeah.
See, we're on bush. I'm talking about, you know, a kangaroo, a gum tree, and, you know, a few acres.
Yeah, no, we're not in Crocodile Dundee territory.
Out of suburbs.
But yeah, I've learned a lot with the city folk here, so...
Yeah, you're getting there, mate.
I'm getting there. So, show them what... we got this done for Michael's birthday.
Yeah.
It's Christine Dennett meditation thing, and thank you for sharing. And
yeah, that's
all right. Hold it. Oh, do you want me to
hold it up? Sure. So, this is the drawing that came out from Cassara. Is that
Christine Dennett Cassara. Yeah.
That's birthday present. Thanks, guys. The meditative notes that come with that, you know, was just resonated. Everything that you said, and there's still stuff in there that I'm not quite sure what it means, but like you say, yeah, in time it'll all come.
Yeah. Just hope people aren't seeing up my shorts here.
Hey, I'm glad I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. Since don't be eating or drinking.
And just knowing myself, I'm a bit cryptic and I like to leave clues and have a bit of fun. And I look at the picture and there's this rainbow sort of semicircle You could probably see it. So just here.
Oh yeah.
And the night before we were meditating, as you remember, Pete, and I was saying to Sol, I can see a rainbow light, but it was a square. And I go, yeah, I can see that. It was faint, but it definitely rainbow. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's the picture of my guide, and the rainbow's there. And then Orion, Pete, if you could show the viewers Orion.
Yeah, there's a belt in here.
Right there. Ooh, okay. Just there. That's definitely Orion. I know it. So, yeah, if I look at it in terms of what I'm like, and I like to leave clues, yeah, that resonates with me quite, you know, quite a lot.
Also, that being that's next to you, night four.
And yeah, that same
night. So, yeah, that's what tripped me out. Yeah. Is that,
and we said it at the time.
We did the meditation the night before, which is the night, I think, was that the night we were getting all the orbs, which I deleted?
Yeah. Again, not making this shit up, yeah. Seriously. Like, it's just.
I pulled that up, and I remember Sol describing it, and that was exactly it. And we're just like, because those who know Sol, like, she's psychic and that, and I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Can't make this shit up.
No, you can't. Yeah.
But, that
like, an amazing gift, you know. It got me teary.
Yeah.
And, like, it's been amazing.
No, I've got a few done for a few people.
Yeah.
Like, if we loved them ourselves, like, actually, I'll show you something that nobody's seen.
Well, I know what you're going to do.
You're going to do?
Yeah.
So, I just want to say thank you to Kisara. And I don't know how the fuck she got my address, but anyway, you can do anything once you know your shit. But thank you so much, Kisara. I've told her this. She, as a thank you present, sent me the drawing, because those who have seen the show I did with her, she draws what she gets with the meditation notes by hand, and then she puts it, I think, in a dough, or she does something, puts it in the program, and then makes all, you know, adds all the rest of the stuff in. But she sent me the hand drawing of Shiji, and I just tripped out because I was just like,
"That's right,
oh, just fucking sent me something from LA." You know, yeah. I'm expecting nothing. There's nothing on eBay. I was expecting. I hadn't had any. You know, wasn't expecting my own boxes of books, which come here from Melbourne anyway. And that was in there, and I was just like, "You got to, you know, blow me." It was a trip. But thank you, Kisara, Christine Dennett, and I just wanted to share that with you, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful pick.
Yeah. No, it's great, so.
And it is nice what she does, because she does, like, the things that are in there, you might not understand all of them.
Like Nick, he's still
deciphering. Yeah, he is.
He gets to the stage where it's almost that he understands it all, but then a week or two later he'll be like, oh, this is what this is about.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the same with it too. Sol's getting the same sort of everyone, Lee and Mick and, you know.
I'm reading mine every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because every day you get another experience or whatever, and I just try and read it every day just in case something else comes up. And even with the picture, I look at the picture and just in case I've missed anything, and nothing came today, but it's awesome what she does. You know,
yeah.
A real gift, and lucky to be blessed to have her on the earth, I think, you know, awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, look, we'll wrap it up there. It's getting a bit late, but man, thank you so much, brother.
Love you, man.
Well, thanks for doing this. It's just been good. Like, you've got a lot to share with people and give, and it's just been good to have you on. And
yeah.
And keep up your good work, and there's a link to your website.
Yeah, unmindbody.com.au.
You probably find you on Facebook too.
I am on there as well.
Wants to talk with something that resonates. And thanks, bro.
Thanks, man.
Turn this off, and thank you all for watching.
See you guys.
Stay in touch.
Out of it.
Cheers.
Ciao.